Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he hails from the 2nd District of Tennessee, one of our oldest affiliates. Might even be 12 years we've been on it. That's the great station, WBCR. And, of course, he's Representative John Duncan. He's got to go. He's got a lot of work to do, but he's promised to come back again soon. But you were intriguing me with the last point you were making, because that was on my list of questions I hadn't got to. As somebody who does score with the New American Magazine, who I really respect, with a 99, the second highest in Congress. Ron Paul has 100. There's one guy under you with a 95, but let's see if Rand can even get close to you. And we're certainly hoping that's the case. But looking at this new crop of House members and senators and where the Tea Party's going, my point is, Congressman, I see it as a victory regardless, because now issues of world government, issues of mega corporations wanting socialism, issues of rhino Republicans, all these things they've tried to demonize and make fun of as hokey, that's now the vanguard, at least on the surface, of Sarah Palin and all these people and Glenn Beck. They've at least got to take on our mantle of real patriots. That shows we're winning the intellectual battle. We're now identifying the private Federal Reserve. So I briefly wanted to, just in 2 or 3 minutes, get your view, Congressman, in closing, on your prognosis of what you see with this new crop of Tea Party people and this fight for the heart and soul of real conservatism that we haven't really seen since the days of Barry Goldwater.
Well, I'm hopeful that we can do a lot more. The Democrats started the last Congress with an 81-seat majority, and when you have an 81-seat majority on the other side, you lose almost every key vote. But I've been speaking out for years against this big government, big business duopoly that's been running this country that benefited just a very few people at the top. And in fact, what I've said for years, the only thing extremely big government is good at is slowly wiping out the middle class. And you can see that all over the world. And so that's what I'm concerned about. And I'm especially concerned about the loss of all the private property in this country, particularly through these land trusts and nature conservancies. I could talk to you about that sometime, too. Because
Agenda 21, how do we fight that? Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, people have got to, I hope, wake up and realize that if you do away with the private property, that you're doing away not only with a very important part of our freedom, but also a very important part of our prosperity. And also, we keep taking property, more and more property off the tax rolls. At the same time, the schools and the police and so forth are coming to us wanting increased funding, and it just doesn't work. I mean, the federal government now owns or controls over 30% of the land in this country, and state and local governments and quasi-governmental agencies own another 20%. So you've got half the land at some type of public ownership, and that's a problem I guess we could talk about on another day. But
what's your view of the new crop of congressmen?
Well, my view is that it's going to be much better. The only thing, the new leadership in the House has said their goal is to try to cut $100 billion, and maybe that's the best we can do at this point. But if you think about it, $100 billion when we've got a deficit, when we've got a national debt that will reach $14.3 trillion this spring, it's sort of just a drop in the bucket. But we need to do as much as we can. And, we had that $862 billion stimulus package that didn't work. A CNN poll said only 7% of the American people felt it had helped them. But the reason was almost all of it, first of all, 41 or 42% had to be borrowed. And then most of it went to federal agencies. The Washington Post said it was going to be a massive windfall for federal agencies, and then to state agencies, where government spends money the least
absolutely
efficiently possible. But thank you for having me on. It's been a real honor.
Representative John Duncan, have a great Thanksgiving. God bless you.
Well,
folks, we'll be back
you,
with
Alan.
Your phone calls. God bless you, sir. Amazing talking to you. Great patriot there in the 2nd District of Tennessee.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, it's the eve of Thanksgiving, giving thanks for our free republic. I'm very excited about the TSA situation because it's showing people that they can get together, get angry, and have an effect. There are record numbers of people not flying. AAA reports that's making the system very mad. So they're running a spin that nobody's angry. This isn't a story. We're not putting our hands down your pants. There is no radiation. And we've got this latest article up at PrisonPlanet.com. I tell you, Paul Watson is just on fire over there. Big Sis wants behavior scanners at sporting events and malls. And she's also announced she wants TSA checkpoints. They've already been beta testing it. I told you it was coming. Now it's all over the news. DHS seeks to read malintent at interrogation checkpoints. Now, they just had one of these behavior experts, as they're called. That's in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, accused of kidnapping a woman. And they did get to his house and catch him. And he is a behavior detection officer. So I guess they'll take the people that think they're God or beat on their chest and say, I have power, or a TSA employee based in Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport tried to kill himself after allegedly abducting a woman, sexually assaulting her, then giving her a suicide note. She was in the little outfit that he'd put her in and had the, what do they call it here? They call it the leopard-patterned novelty handcuffs. Where the sexual assault occurred, she escaped to the police department with a note from him saying he was going to commit suicide. And, I mean, I'm not kidding. It says the bound woman who was still bound in leopard print novelty handcuffs. So I guess this guy isn't a god, though, or he'd be getting away with this. So that's the new behavior controllers we're going to have. Big Sis wants behavior scanners at sporting events, malls. And, of course, they're also rolling out the 500 mobile scanners looking through your walls. And they have the National Guard out affecting 2,000-plus arrests in New York State alone. That's Fox News, driving people under scanners while they're in it. But, you know, the government just waves a magic pixie dust wand like the Tooth Fairy and says, there's no radiation here. Everything's fine. You don't need a parachute to jump out of an airplane now. We say so. You don't need water to live in the desert. You know, you'll live forever. We're the government. We say so. Look, we hired obese goons to stick their hands down your pants. We say so. Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano admitted yesterday that body scanners would eventually find their way into U.S. public transport, trains, and boats. Big Sis is already trailing technology that goes even further. And I guess that's a British term. Sometimes he puts British-isms in these articles. I don't understand. Big Sis is already trailing technology? We might want to call Watson and have him change that to testing, because I don't really get it. You know, Ron Paul is not only an economist. Ron Paul is not only a doctor. Ron Paul is not only a baseball player. Ron Paul is also a spell checker and English teacher. We got a nice email this morning thanking us for the article about Ron Paul being groped that's on Drudge, because he's very angry about them groping him, but telling us that proper English is rein in, R-E-I-N, or how do you spell it, versus rain with a G, which means raining. So Ron Paul is now spell checking or doing the English on our articles as well. That guy literally works 18 hours a day, folks. No exaggeration. He's 75 now, isn't he? I mean, how does Ron Paul do this? In fact, let me actually go to my article and show you what he spell checked. Also, Watson wrote an article about this guy, you know, basically saying down with Big Sis on his back and stripping down to Speedos. And they're telling him, put your shirt back on. Well, you're about to see me naked anyways. See, that's about people taking power and taking control back over their lives by illustrating the absurdity of them naked body scanning you and groping you. It's a lot less absurd to just strip down into your underwear. And then they still will pat you down even if you insist. They're so crazy that they're letting people do that. Oh, yeah, strip down. Yeah, we had the rain, like a reigning king in there, and it's actually R-E-I-N, his quote, and insist we rein in the TSA. Oh, man, you know it's crazy when Ron Paul's spell-checking our English. He's like our English teacher now. You got to admit that's funny. Maybe now that Ron Paul has noticed these but you know what? Our writers are awesome. They're writing so many articles with so much key info. You're going to have stuff like that in there. But I don't get Big Sis is already trailing technology that goes even further. By forcing Americans to undergo a behavioral interrogation before they're allowed to enter sporting events, rock concerts, and shopping malls, they've already ordered hundreds of these giant mobile 18-wheeler trailers with brain scanners and body scanners, they admit, rolling out. And it says to get in a concert or a football game. Again, this is a joke. You know, I got invited out to KSCO, great station out in Santa Cruz, and they said, what kind of security do you want? I said, one cop. And then they said, well, the police don't get paid here in Santa Cruz. So then the police still showed up, the sheriff's department, a bunch of security, and they wanted to do pat-downs for people going in. They were real nice, but I was like, please don't do this. They're like, we must do it. We must do it for your safety. And you know what? I was like, no, do not do it. Do not do it. I do not want them to be patted down. I do not. I want to live free outside of fear. You can't protect me. I had a much better chance of dying driving around on those windy roads from Northern California where I was up there doing an investigation in the days before I gave the speech. Almost had probably 15 head-on collisions in the rain and the wind, the highway, we were having bad weather while I was there, driving down these windy roads with cars coming out of their lanes. I mean, you can have a TSA guy there, you know, standing in the middle of the lane to make sure I don't wreck. I mean, the world is dangerous. Anyways, they were great folks. I'm not complaining. The point is, I'm complaining about the radio station. I was complaining about 20 cops to protect me and acting like I was the president and grabbing me and carrying me in, you know, up to the podium each time. I was having to hide. I'd try to go to the bathroom. They'd be following me. I mean, a lot of them were fans, but it's just crazy. I want freedom, okay? I mean, I don't need a TSA person in my pants to keep me safe. Literally, government in your pants. But this is an incredible article. I think the tighter we get on aviation, we have to also be thinking about going on to mass transit or the trains or maritime, so that we do need to be doing to strengthen our protections there, said Napolitano. And Pistol, the head of the TSA, said the same thing. Mobile x-ray scanners have already hit the streets with more than 500 backscatter x-ray scanners. He just goes through it all. I mean, you think they're going to stop with pulling your colostomy bag off or pulling your artificial breast off from breast cancer or sticking their hands in your sutures or groping your two-year-old? That's the beginning. They want to take your blood to get a driver's license. They want to take your blood at checkpoints. They take your baby's blood for 39 years at birth. I want to come back in the next segment, jam a few calls, and Webster Tarp was coming on about all of this. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up briefly. Gold's basically holding steady where it was yesterday, going way up. And I just want to encourage people with all that's happening in the economy to get involved in gold and silver today. Here's the headline out of the China Daily. That's one of the basically government mouthpiece. China, Russia quit dollar. All their business with each other is now not going to be in the dollar. The world is going away from the dollar because the Federal Reserve that runs us is devaluing it, and they know and are upset. Ted, what does this mean to have China and Russia announce they are leaving the dollar now?
Well, what it means is that there's a lot of reserves over in Russia and China that will be leaving those countries. They'll have to sell away the U.S. dollar and buy, you know, back a currency that's more hard and something that they can trade with, or their own currencies. And the only reason why the dollar has been able to last this long is because China and places like China have been buying U.S. treasuries and using the U.S. dollar as a world currency that you can trade internationally. People would always run to the dollar for security and safety. It was like the gold standard of all the currencies in the world. And now everybody's looking at the United States dollar like it's this dying, Goliath that's just, you know, laying over and just, you know, it's like it has cancer and it's just dying. They want to get away from it. Bottom line, they do not want to own the U.S. dollar. Unfortunately, us here who have our investments in stocks, bonds, annuities, everything else that is denominated in dollar is going to watch that go into the toilet along with it all. You know, it makes me just so infuriated when I hear this and I read it, and because I'm reading the same stuff you are. We were the number one superpower of the world and still should be. But this nation has taken the wrong turn in 1913, went to a fiat printing system in 1971, and the thing has done nothing but go into the toilet. This era of us living on a gold standard is done. People know that the United States dollar, you know, we're just not credible anymore. That's quite a hit for us to take here in the United States. We shouldn't stand for it. Our politicians should be hung out to dry for this one, and certainly the Federal Reserve System as well. It drives me crazy, Alex. I mean,
absolutely, Ted. People need to call and get gold and silver. You've got the best deals out there. Most people are sold out or they've got huge premiums. Check it for yourself. The silver half dollars, the silver dollars, the francs, the sovereign gold coins. You've got amazing deals. You've got a deal where you get three silver dollars basically at cost with free shipping and three of my most popular newest films for $97. Nobody can beat a deal. You're losing money on that. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, what are some of the other gold and silver coin offers you can offer for radio listeners?
Full-year subscription to the International Forecaster. You buy the franc coin just for the cost of a franc at $2.94. You're going to get a complete year of Bob Chapman's analysis and what's going on economically. The British Sovereign at $3.69. You buy one of those, you're going to get 5-year DVDs. We have the Walking Liberty Halves. In case anybody looked, silver is up today. It's been as high as $27.66. It is going through the roof. Silver Walking Liberty Halves are at $12.84. The Lakota Nation coins are still available at $34. The $20 Liberties and $10 Liberties. You know, this is the stuff that we stock.
Absolutely. You can't beat these deals, folks. 800-686-2237. Get into precious metals today, and if there was any profit in this, it would support a good cause, the radio network and my show. But at these deals, it's a loss leader. 800-686-2237. 2237. Ted, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll come back jamming a few calls.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We got the Tarpster, Doc Tarp, joining us, coming up with key intel in the next segment. Jamming a few calls as well. Let's go to your calls now. Noah in Oklahoma during National No Fly, No Grope Day. Welcome, Noah.
Thank you. Alex, I appreciate everything you do for us, and thank God for that senator you just had on.
Congressman, yeah, he's a great guy.
Congressman, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I just wanted to give you a quick tip and all your listeners about, you know, how you've been talking about the unhygienicness of the, you know, they're using the same gloves to check everybody. Well, my grandma just died of MRSA, and people don't realize how serious MRSA is.
That's right.
And
much worse than crabs or things like that is flesh-eating bacteria.
Yes, and she not only that, but my father was actually taking care of her, and now he's got it. It's that contagious. I mean, he's pretty, you know, tries to take care of himself, but when you're around.
No, this is a point I've made for months and asked our great writers to do stories on, but WorldNet Daily did it, and finally it's getting attention. But we need a story about MRSA, flesh-eating bacteria. You know it's being spread by the airports, and a story in the same article about taking your shoes off, where thousands of people are from all over the world picking up all of their bacteria and all of their fungus. This is disgusting. And the government, who always obsesses during flu season about washing your hands and all this, they're not spraying stuff on the floor. They're not mopping it every time because they don't care. It's a disease factory.
Exactly. And it's so serious that right now my father's trying to find some help that, I mean, even the doctors are, you know, kind of trying to downplay it to not scare the public. But, I mean,
I can see the headline now. Is flesh-eating bacteria being spread through airports? Then you show the statistics of record numbers of flesh-eating bacteria spreading. Then you point out the bacteria and fungus from where thousands walk through from all over the world in the dirty airport. I mean, it just goes on, and then them going, and then you take the quotes with the TSA talking about going under the fat rolls and all of the dead skin and toe cheese that's under there, and they have whatever term you use for that, the detritus, and they're just smearing it all over. I mean, this is disgusting.
It really is. Well, I just wanted to give people that tip, and just be sure that when you go, you better bring some kind of silver or oil of oregano or something. But the other point I wanted to make was I called last week about having the Info Warriors call into Saturday programs to reach a targeted audience. They've got Richard Land. He's got a program on Saturdays, and I know it's a small program, but he's pretty big in the Southern Baptist Convention. And that guy, for years, I've listened to him every Saturday, and he's such a bushbot, or he was. But I'm telling you, he went through the pat-downs at the TSA, and that guy had came around. He admitted on air, and I called in. I encouraged.
Yeah, there's nothing like having some guy stick his hand down your pants to make you angry.
Exactly. And so I took my own advice, so I called into his show, and I was able to talk to that guy without being cut off.
I agree. People should hit the regional shows, the specialty shows, and reach millions. Good points. Good job there, Noah. Let's go ahead and go to some more calls here. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I thought of another way of upping the ante for these characters. Why not use every opportunity that people have to go to the airport, basically handing out flyers while you're in those lines and everything, that not only to the passengers about the dangers, the actual scientific dangers of the scanners and the biological possibilities of contracting whatever the heck you want to list, but also to the actual TSA guys, and say, look, guys, you're more vulnerable than we are. Your hands are all over the place. You just because you have rubber gloves, because you're next to the scanners, drive them crazy. And then one other thing, take it home, demonstrations for the private jets at the airport. Good example, Westchester Airport, right on the borderline, where all the Soros and Clinton and all these guys fly out of, because it's right on the border of Connecticut.
That's right. Turdos lives right there, yeah.
Yeah, and they both live in Bedford, just above Greenwich, so, I mean, it was the Beverly Hills of our area. Anyway, if you hit that airport and say, look, why is it that we're not, we have to go through this crap, and they do. Now, these Saudi princes who funded this stuff, they could fly in one of their private jets with bombs and everything like that and blow up the whole friggin' airport. I mean, what's the sense of doing this if you...
Exactly. Expose the hypocrisy. Expose the fraud. We beat them on this issue. We beat them on all the issues. That if they can sell this absurdity, the sky is the limit. Great points. I appreciate your call, George. I want to say this right now about this whole situation and what we have going on with the TSA. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. This is the big fight. This is a lot bigger than just the TSA. It's about out-of-control federalization. It's about being radiated. It's about the government violating your space. It's about them selling absurdity and creating a pretext to totally take over our society. And I got a laundry list of other points, but it's a circus out there today, and I've got something else key I want to say about TSA when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to be riding shotgun with us for the rest of this hour at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You better believe the circus that is the TSA molestation as they try to impart this mass mental illness of paranoia that there are all these terrorists wanting to get us so they can then set the precedent to put TSA into every airport, every bus terminal, every train station, every highway, every mall, every school. It's all being announced. They're going to be everywhere. As we warned you, Big Sis is now laying it out. But I wanted to make this point before we go to Tarpley. There's all these articles out today. Airport security moving smoothly despite opt-out day. And the message is, you failed. People aren't trying to slow down the airports. Some have said that's their goal. The goal is to say no and not use your machines. But it's not just opt-out. We're saying don't put your hands on our genitals. Then it's, oh, we'll try to charge you $11,000. That's if you leave the area. So you sit there and you argue with them. You come 2 hours early. You educate them. You resist. Fox News, all of them are like, oh, go ahead and submit. Don't slow down the airports. NBC says 98% in the poll love it, but other polls that are scientific show 61%, 72%, 96% against. On the street, it's got to be 90% against it, what I'm seeing. So there's this hoax, because they know if they can make you submit to this, they can do anything. Now, already, in El Paso a few months ago, they said everyone will be put through the naked body scanners. The TSA admits the Chicago Tribune. They plan on making everyone do it. And so, yes, during big peak times, they always open up the regular lanes and don't put everybody through the scanners. Most of the airports don't have them yet. Austin gets theirs next month. And I ain't going through, and nobody's putting their hands on my genitals. Got it? I'm not a terrorist. Your bosses that run this country staged the terror attacks. I've got the evidence. And you're funding the other extremist. The government's on record protecting the underwear bomber. Anwar al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon. Now, that's what they're doing. Number one, they lie. They say, you know, we're not putting our hands in your pants. They admit they are. There's no radiation danger. Liars, 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 liars. So them saying it isn't slowing it down. Then I've got other reports that the airports are locked up all over the country. A lot of it winter storms. They're just a pack of liars. So they can do whatever they want. It's not about security. It's about making you submit. We're going to Tarpley here in a moment. I first want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in America. Our great sponsor, Diamond Gusset Jeans. It's gusset.com/America for the special offer. You've heard the commercial on the show, and I just love them. These jeans are so comfortable, you won't believe it. And they last a lot longer than Levi's, but they're very similar in their look. Once you try them, you won't want to wear anything else. Go to gusset.com/America today for a lot of their new specials. They have all sorts of jeans for men and women in all sizes. Whether you're working around the house, riding across town, they got motorcycle jeans, or just want to be comfortable, check out their site for all these new specials they're offering, gusset.com/America. Gusset, GUSSET.com/America. Continuing, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. The letter E, foodsdirect.com, big banners up on Infowars.com. They've got a holiday special of these produced in America, high-quality, fresh, storable foods. They got gourmet lines, raw lines, special diet lines. They got it all in the best prices, and they're patriots. eFoodsDirect.com, they got a free holiday special running where for the holidays you buy two of any of their holiday packs, and get a five-week supply of easy-to-get meals. And when you order two or more of these specials, you get free shipping on your entire order, and that's the biggest cost in buying horrible food is the shipping. Free shipping, off the charts good, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Wonderful, wonderful folks. And lastly, I want to tell you about the RenewTech Solutions is offering the ultimate knife at the ultimate price, the Fox Karambit. As a result of the $10 off ad on the G10 Karambit, we're now back ordered for the next 3 to 5 weeks. Get your order in now for the first come, first serve. I'm going to show you the Karambit here. I'm holding it in my hand, and you can get it in line for Christmas holiday delivery season. You need the ultimate knife, the Fox Karambit knife. Also, for the first 20 orders, they will also include for free a keychain 650 nanometer red laser pointer that's valued at $25. That will go for 500 yards distance at night. Get them while they have them. TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Banner up on Infowars.com. Okay, let's go ahead. I'm going to get to show you the knife here in my hand. Just an awesome Talon-style knife. Find out why it's so special at TheUltimateKnife.com. And it is the sponsors that make this radio transmission possible. We're very, very thankful to them. Now going to Webster Griffin Tarpley of Tarpley.net. He's an economist. He has a doctorate in history. He also features widely in Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception, our upcoming eugenics film. And Webster Griffin Tarpley, I wanted to get him on China announcing in their big Chinese daily, ChinaDaily.com, China, Russia yesterday agreed to quit the dollar in all their inter-country transactions with each other. We've got the North Korean situation, which looks like a provocation on my end. I'm not defending North Korea. They're monsters. But let's get Tarpley's view on this and then the TSA. Webster, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Maybe I could just say first, concerning this circus, as you say, in the airports, just two facts to remember that might have gotten lost after all these months. You remember a couple of days after Mutalab was nabbed on Christmas Day, we had this guy, Richard Wolff, this effete British fellow who talks to Olbermann on MSNBC, and he came out and said, my sources in the White House tell me that this incident was deliberately created. And then he said, we think to make Obama look bad. But the heart of the analysis was correct. The incident was deliberately created, and that was on MSNBC cable news within a week or 10 days after the incident had occurred. And then, of course, it was covered up. But there was a moment where even the Obama White House realized that the rogue network had created this. The second thing is, in actual hearings in front of a House committee, Patrick Kennedy, the Deputy Secretary of State for Consular Affairs for Visas, said that there was an interagency task force meeting, and the State Department had come forward and said, we have given a visa to Mutalab, but we'd like to revoke it. We want to take it away from him because he's now in Yemen and he's going to different terror camps and so forth. So we want to take the visa away. And the answer came from an unnamed agency, still unnamed as far as I know, saying, no, don't touch him. We've got eyes on him. We're following him. He's a little fish. He'll lead us to the big fish. It's essential that you not take his visa away. Of course, if you took the guy's visa away, he couldn't get on the plane, and therefore no incident, no circus, no hysteria, and no opportunity for Chertoff to go on television and say, now it's time for these full-body scanners and so forth. So this was a manufactured incident, and people should remember this, that there's no basis for what they're doing. We don't need body scanners. We need mole detectors. We've got to have mole detectors installed at the FBI and the National Security Agency and the National Security Council and throughout the government, right? Mole detectors to know if people are actually government officials trying to do a job or whether they're loyal to some shadowy rogue network going back to God knows what, to 9/11, to the Kennedy assassination, the Gulf of Tonkin, and all the other things that we've seen over the past decade.
Well, Webster, where do you see all of this going?
Well, it's again, we look back to the 1930s. You can see this three-phase process, right? Depression, economic depression, followed by dictatorship, followed by world war. And the big problem we have right now is we're in the depression phase, but we can see the dictatorship elements gathering and becoming stronger in the society. And the problem with that is once you get into the dictatorship phase, it's almost impossible to stop the third phase, which is the world war phase, because that's where it ultimately leads. The political forces that could have stopped World War II had been destroyed in places like Germany and Italy during the dictatorship phase. So I think the ultimate thing is the only way to fight this is you've got to get out of the depression. You've got to have a broad-based economic recovery, a return to full employment, a return to prosperity, a return to expanding standards of living. Because if you don't do that, the forces in the society pushing towards police states become overwhelming. Just one example. We've got this fraud closure crisis going on. Talk about the sanctity of private property. Yeah, there should be that. And there should be the rule of law. But right now we have a zombie banker can come with fake paperwork and essentially steal your house with the help of a robo-judge and a robo-signer and a bunch of corrupt
paperwork.
That's
the issue, is that there's almost, in history, in these cycles, a time when the ruling class just goes insane, hires secret police to stick their hands down your pants and train you to submit. Started with the Nazis saying papers, please, and ended with women and children stripped, being marched into holes and their heads being blown off, into pits. And, banks just stealing everything, taxes going up. Look at Ireland. They're now openly saying, we want foreign banks to run Ireland. That's the best way. So the banks that have engineered their collapse are now being praised as the solution. Economic conquest is sold as if it's some type of wonderful thing. And no one stops the crazy elites, and then they're just going to drive us into a chutzpah or arrogance or bravado-filled World War III. I guess that's it.
Certainly in the case of Ireland, if you have a government that comes forward with an austerity plan that consciously and deliberately says they're going to destroy 12% of the gross national product of Ireland in the year 2011.
Yeah. Just to be clear, they say we're going into receivership to foreign banks. That was in Reuters with government officials saying we believe foreign banks should run us. I mean, this is now just brazen. We are sellouts. We are tyrants. And the banks that are taking over are the ones that engineered it. I mean, that's why they were brought into the EU, so they could do this raping. And next is Portugal, next is Spain, then England, then France, then Germany. Correct, Webster?
Yes, certainly. And the thing, though, is that the forces that resist this need a program. For example, today in Portugal, we have reportedly the biggest labor action, the biggest general strike in 20 years in Portugal against the idea that a Greek or Irish-style austerity plan will come to them. The problem is that the people who lead this are the forces of the Second International, the Socialist International. That means Papandreou in Greece, socialist, Socrates in Portugal, another so-called socialist, and then Zapatero in Spain. And the demands that they make are absolutely inadequate. You look at the Irish austerity plan, they want to have the minimum wage reduced for the average person. They want to have the sales tax go from 21 to 23%. Where's the tax on the banks? Where's the Wall Street sales tax? Where's the Tobin tax, the turnover tax? The way to make the banks pay for the crisis that they have themselves created. And where, above all, in the case of Ireland, you've got three zombie banks that are dragging the country down into absolute ruin, destitution, and I would have to say genocide.
Webster, I want to get back into North Korea. I want to get back into TSA. I want to get back into all this, but specifically, where do you see this going? I mean, this is clearly an acceleration of the degeneration towards total global depression as the banks that control the U.S. continue devaluing the currency, then blaming China and Russia for getting concerned. And now China and Russia say when we sell oil or gas to each other, when we sell rare minerals from China that they mine worldwide, Australia and Africa, that they have the biggest 90%+ of the production of now, that was a good strategic move, that when they sell finished goods to Russia, it's going to be in their own currencies now, or it's going to be in gold, or it's going to be in SDRs. I mean, is this not a big a signpost we just passed that Putin and the Chinese premier just signed this deal yesterday?
Certainly the idea that the dollar is indispensable for transfers between China and Russia is absurd, right? You'd also wonder if Russia is selling oil to the European Union, why does the dollar get into that one either? This stuff is all obsolete and it's absurd, but where it goes is if you don't stop the depression, there's no civil liberties argument or, how can I say, anti-dictatorship argument that works as long as you have a depression and mass unemployment going on. You need to have programmatic fight against this kind of
organization. No, I know, Webster. Every time you come on, no matter what issue it is, and we always appreciate it, you go back to solutions. We've right. covered them. I mean, we know your ideas to fix this. I mean, the thing is, you're saying don't drive the bus off the cliff. The bus has already gone off the cliff. They're not listening to you. In fact, they're accelerating what is going to cause the destruction. So what do we do about that? I mean, we demonize the bankers because they deserve it, and we expose them in the court of public opinion so people know who is the author of our ruin. I think that's the most important thing to do.
Certainly, but you've got to have a program to get out of it, and then people have to become politically aware. And
so you like Obama's idea of a national train?
The national train?
Well, no, I mean, he wants this coast-to-coast, you know, speed bullet train.
Hey, listen, this idea was there. The idea has been there long before Obama, and the question is, how do you pay for it? Look, Bernanke says $600 billion of quantitative easing. $600 billion. I say, commandeer that money. And that's your down payment on 100,000 miles of fast rail and maglev. And this has got nothing to do with Obama. Obama's a big faker. Obama brings this up when he can't do it anymore, right? If he was going to do it, why didn't he do it in the first couple of weeks? If you started to build 100,000 miles of maglev and fast rail, you'd have an economic recovery. And people would be able to point to that in their communities all over for the United States. And, of course, the people doing this would be private sector contractors. It would revive construction, engineering, steel production, rolling stock, a whole series of industries would now be...
No, I know. That's why I raised the point. But they're not doing that from that, you know, classical... infrastructure Americana perspective.
Sure.
China's doing that. The elites have decided to basically suck this country dry, demonize us for all of their exploits, and leave us holding the bag. So again, how does this North Korea thing tie into it?
All right, now this, I think this is pretty obvious. I mean, this is the kind of circus we've seen again and again and again. The occasion for this is this maneuver, which is held periodically, called Hoguk, H-O-G-U-K.
All right, stay there. Final segment. Come back and get into North Korea, because now they're sending a U.S. carrier. They're saying they're going to do drills basically in the same area, trying to get a provocation from the lunatics in North Korea, proxies for the Chi-Coms. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. It's national, no fly. We're not your slaves. You're not sticking your hand down our pants day. We'll have all the developments at InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
I just want to say, before I go back to Tarpley, on this eve of Thanksgiving, I want to give thanks for what's been great about this country and people that have fought and stood up for liberty and freedom and human dignity, so that our national flag not be an image of a sheep or an image of a ostrich with its head in the sand. Phil, one of our graphics people, put together what I guess Homeland Security wants to be our new symbol. In the stars and stripes, blue area where the stars would be, we have the ostrich and the sheep as one flag. And then we also have just the sheep alternate with sheep for the stars. But I want to commend everybody standing up to Big Brother sticking their hands down their pants. This has finally broken the trance, and we're going to have victory against this. Webster, briefly, because I want to get back into North Korea, do you agree that this is a bridge too far? The system tried to go too far with this social conditioning for the federal takeover by minimum wage gropers?
I think it's certainly a very important backlash finally against this. In other words, people are saying it's enough already. It's too much.
It's a form of strike. It's Americans finally getting in the streets in a way.
And notice the unfailing totalitarian instincts of Obama. Right, immediately Obama could have said, well, you know, this is some bureaucrat going out on his own, and they went too far, and we've had enough of this. Right, Obama is killing himself politically in order to serve these Wall Street masters, and on this issue, he's doing the same thing. So, I hope that this becomes a voting issue, and that people can, you know, if these new Republicans, let's put them to the test. Let them bring in a bill immediately in the first week of January to put a stop to this stuff, and let's vote on it, and let's see if these people are worth anything. Right? They claim to be populist. All right, let's find out.
Very well said. We've only got a few minutes left. And again, folks, we'll continue to cover this throughout Thanksgiving and Friday and into Sunday at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also want to give thanks to the Drudge Report, really pushing this out into the national debate. That's why they want to censor the Internet. The White House is announcing that. Finishing up with North Korea, I mean, this is pretty scary. And now we've got more ships going in, more provocations with the lunatic North. Again, where do you see this going?
Well, the problem is you've now got two lunatics, right? You have this Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un, and this is, of course, a communist police state, and it's a horrendous situation. But you've also got this President Lee of South Korea, who is a warmonger and an oppressor in his own right. And remember, the dynamic of this is when the United States wants to increase its control over South Korea and Japan, they gin up a crisis with North Korea. And North Korea is very predictable, very manipulable. In this case, it's the Hoguk maneuver, right, which happens periodically. There have already been shooting incidents as a result of Hoguk in 1999, 2002, and 2009. It's an area of the western side of the peninsula. It's the Yellow Sea. It's a very ragged border. There are lots of islands, peninsulas, promontories. And, of course, the line is where the fighting ended in 1953. So in the morning yesterday, the North Koreans had sent a fax message saying, don't you guys do your live fire artillery exercise. We consider that to be our territory. Don't you fire into our sovereign territory, or we'll shoot back the way we always do. And then the South Koreans went ahead and started shooting, and then the North began replying. And in the middle of it all, the North sent a fax to South Korea saying, is this a war? Are you attacking us? Is this the real thing? So far, it's simply an isolated thing. The thing that makes it more worrisome is you've got the succession crisis of the Kim dynasty, and the young one is this Swiss preppy, and there may well be people in the People's Army of North Korea who say, we don't want any Swiss preppy. He's not tough enough for us, so he's got to show how tough he is. So he's very, very...
Also, you know, I see the West trying to stir up the loons because this did drive up the dollar, which is something they want to shore up right now with the Chinese and the Russians deciding to dump it. Webster, have a great Thanksgiving coming up.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, great job, Tarpley.net. Our sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Bunch of key interviews coming up right now, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.